Hey, stranger. What took you so long? Been in this cave for quite a while. Oh, don't worry about those crocodiles. They won't bother you. I saw how you treated the ones up there at the entrance of the cave. That's not very nice. Those boys were my friends. No, see, these crocodiles won't bother you because I've charmed them. I'm part beast, remember? I have some ability to quiet those animals and beasts that might be aggressive, such as these naughty scaly boys. It's okay, come on over here. Though I hope you don't mind getting your feet wet because we have to walk through this pond. There's a spot right over there that we can set up. I think I know where you're going. I've heard of this tomb. It's called Galliman's Tomb. And I suspect that you are here as part of your quest to capture all of the pieces to the Keystone. And one of those pieces allegedly lies in the depths of this tomb. But I wonder how you found this tomb. I've been watching you for quite some time. So I had a feeling that you are on your way here just from where you were heading. No surprise that I was right, but how did you find this place? Come along, let's go across this pond, and you can tell me as we set up for the next chamber of this cave. You know that you're gonna have to fight a gigantic crocodile, right? That's what's in this cave. I can charm most beasts and creatures, though I can't talk very well to insects and gargantuan beasts. I have very little control over, so I don't think that my beastie charms will have much of an effect. I do not know much about this tomb. Galliman's tomb. Who is this Galliman? I'm not sure. Truth be told, I don't know much about the lore, this land. We are pretty far south from where we met last. It's been a while. You made it all this way on your own. I guess I shouldn't be that surprised. There are a lot of, we'll call them, soloists. What's different about you? You're too friendly. Truthfully, I'm surprised that you've made it this long. The people here are cutthroat. They're not looking to make friends. Nobody here really is the type that you just walk up to and talk to. Everybody's looking for something, some kind of advantage over the other person. Nobody here is friends. Part of me has this inclination to want to protect you. You poor, naive traveler, you're gonna get yourself into trouble. Or maybe you already have. So tell me, my dear traveler, how did you come to find this cave? Exiles. The exiles aren't known for being terribly friendly, especially to travelers such as yourself. What did they look like? That doesn't sound much like an exile. That sounds like something else. What made you think that they were an exile? They told you? Well, I am beginning to suspect that You, my dear traveler, have been bamboozled. And this is some kind of trap. But fear not. Barbarian E.G. is here to protect you. I think you're gonna have a rough time. But I'm going to let you rough it out. I'll keep the smaller crocodiles at bay. But I'm gonna let the big crocodile have a go at you. And hopefully you can avoid his blows. And if you can't, okay, if you can't, I'll come save you. I'm not a complete savage. I do have some humanity. Eyeballing my sword. That belongs to me. It is not my fault that you came unprepared, you fool. Maybe that's the trick. Maybe that's the trap. Maybe that so-called exile that told you to come in here, maybe they knew that you would come unprepared and get eaten. But what would be in it for them? It's not like they could just walk in here and get your things. They don't sound like anyone from the den. Who do they sound like? Perhaps it was a Defari. Perhaps it is part of their plan to eat you. But then why didn't they eat you right there on the spot? I don't know. I do think that it is high time we go into the other chamber and deal with the giant crocodile and get that piece of the keystone. So we can, what did we want to do? We want to escape the exiled lands. Ha! What a lofty goal. I'm coming to accept that this is my home. I am stuck in this werewolf body, werewolf form, cursed by Jabal Sog. I've told you all of this before. I am not going to lament any longer. Come, let's go into the next chamber. Oh, he's a big one. He is a big boy. And if he's aggressive, both you and I are going to have trouble. There's something off about that crocodile. I mean, he's giant, yes, but that was to be expected. This one is different. I cannot get a feel for it like I can with these smaller ones. I'm beginning to suspect that this is a corrupted crocodile, some kind of demon. Perhaps there is something that lies behind that door. Is he guarding something? My recollection of the rumors about the keystone start in this tomb, but they are not specific. I do not know if this artifact you are looking for is in this chamber. Perhaps it's beyond that door. Could it be inside of that crocodile? I do not know. Now I'm curious. Perhaps I will help you after all. That crocodile means business. I can tell just by looking at him. It doesn't take a werewolf to know that. Boy, you're really not cut out for this, are you? It's a good thing you have Barbarian Inchi here with you. Business. I think that it's time to pay that crocodile a visit. Are you ready? From the looks of you, this is going to be the biggest battle of your life. Don't worry, you can count on Barbarian EG to be here. Let's get him.